I'm Anne Strange Sampson. Today on To the Best of Our Knowledge, we're going to talk about how someone finds home, makes home, in an unfamiliar place. Because we're living through a period of mass human migration. Thousands of people all over the planet are on the move, not always by choice. For instance, take Mariella Shaker. She went from a city of 2 million in Syria to a small town in rural Illinois of less than 10,000. Here's how she found home.
I remember going to the music institute and not knowing if I will make it back home because of the mortars and the horror we were experiencing. To me, as I was 23, I had a great ambition to be able to find my way out of Syria. I didn't want to be killed in such a way. I wanted to have a future. I wanted to come here to be able to help others who are in need in Syria. My name is Mariella Shaker. I'm a violinist from Aleppo, Syria. When I was junior, I went to London for an audition for the Master of Music program, and I was accepted. But sadly, the war prevented me from doing so, so I kept searching for another opportunities. After 7 months of truly hard work, I was able to find about Monmouth College and what they are doing for Syrian students to find a warm home there. I was very excited about the idea. I sent them my violin recitals, and they were very eager to help me. They granted me a full tuition scholarship, and I went there as a junior for a second bachelor degree in music performance. When I was about to leave Syria, I needed to catch up my flight from Beirut to the US. All the roads from and to Aleppo were closed, so we were advised to go to a certain area in Aleppo where there are a lot of buses, but they are not affiliated with any company, and it's gonna be on your own risk. We went very early, about 7 a.m. We were the first people to go on that route, and it's shocking to me to see along the way while we were leaving Aleppo, you know, everything is destroyed, going back to nothing. So it was just hard. It was very dangerous road, over than 50 checkpoints along the way. They thought the violin is a gun. I had to always open it and prove it's not. The bus driver got lost and we were very scared. Couple of times I cried on that way. First, because I know it's probably the last goodbye with my mom who accompanied me on the way. And second, because I did not know if I will make it to Beirut. It was very scary. We were not allowed even to take water with us. When I arrived to Beirut, it was a relief. It's kind of moving from hell to heaven. That moment I realized, oh wow, we made it. I feel safe. It was the first step to achieve my dream to come to the US. And I was so glad to be able to be there. But at the same time, I was very, very sad. I was compelled to say goodbye to my mom. The moment we were at the airport in Beirut, it was a very sad moment. And my mom told me that she believes in me so much and I will be able to be successful there. It's kind of hard to go to a place where you don't know anyone there. It's kind of an adventure. I found life in Monmouth College is really great. It's a wonderful place to start. They arrange transportation from the airport or train station, and they welcomed us with joy. And it was one of the most amazing experiences in my life. So we were having the orientation and all of that, but all what I wanted to see is a music building. I was asking, I don't want to have fun. I don't want to go to the orientation. Can you just take me to the music building? to me, it was very safe place. It was very calm, and I felt very welcome, especially in a place like Monmouth. The U.S. has opened a lot of wonderful doors for my career, and they saved my life, and I'm truly grateful for this experience. I lost my home in Syria, but I found a new one in the U.S. I really hope that the situation in Syria will soon be better and we will have peace again. Just about 2 days ago, my family was survived mortars falling. I was talking with them on the phone when it hit our place. The line was cut off and I could not connect with them for 2 hours after that. Sometimes I just go on Facebook, I scroll down. I just fear that I will hear any bad news about them. It's just sad to be living here, but your heart is still there. Recently, I performed for International Rescue Committee, and I performed at the United Nations later on, the Kennedy Center, Aspen Ideas Festival. My goal is to be able to continue to represent my country and be able to always make my parents, my city, my country be proud of me and be able to continue to represent the Syrian people in the U.S. and in the world and be able to be a peace ambassador trying to carry a beautiful message through each performance.
Mariella Shaker is a Syrian violinist. She lives in Illinois.